95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, just interrupting a twofer from Queen right here. Coming up in a few minutes, Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal paid for an entire restaurant's bill, which is really magnanimous, and for him, incredible. And he's one of those guys that seems to do that a lot. So we will talk about that. Are you still getting tested for COVID, or have you given up on that? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't care. We will talk about that. Also, a croc-infested moat and a man who fought off a crocodile with a frying pan coming up in a few minutes. And you are listening for Guns N' Roses. The song is Paradise City. When you hear it, be caller 13, and you will win $500 of free gas. Hey, that's that song. Hey, I'm not supposed to be playing that one yet. Hey, that's that song that you're supposed to be listening for so that you can actually win gas. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hi, Erica. Are you calling for $500 in free gas?
Yes, I sure am.
Well, good news for you. You just won it.
Oh, my God. No way. Thank you so much.
You are caller 13 when you heard Paradise City. That's how this contest works.
Yay. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'm so excited.
Yes. Congratulations. You got $500 in free gas. How long is your commute?
I work from home most of the time.
Oh, this will last you a year.
Well, I can drive my kids to Magic Mountain every day like they want now. Okay. So I live in Huntington Beach. So.
Wow. Good luck with that. Two in a row from Jane's Addiction on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We've talked a lot about people having to fight off wild animals. I had a raccoon that sat behind my car before I went to work in the morning, and it wouldn't move, and I couldn't figure out exactly how to get it to move because I yelled at it, and that did nothing. And then I found a fly swatter. So then I tried to swing the fly swatter at it just to scare it so it would move from my car. Behind my car. And then I found a 2x4 and I threw it at it and missed it. And it just looked at me like, that's it? That's all you have? And now this guy fought off a crocodile with a frying pan, for God's sakes.
Out of the fry pan and into the fire, this croc king isn't afraid to dish out a serious dose of discipline.
I just grabbed the frying pan and gave an almighty smack on the nose.
For nearly 20 years, Kai Hansen has been lordship of his very own island, around 70 kilometres as the crow flies south of Darwin.
My kingdom has the only croc-infested moat all around it.
King Kai lives alongside his beloved Casey, who entertains visitors on the banks of the Adelaide River.
I don't like the way she said entertains visitors.
But a rogue croc named Fred has moved in and upset the pecking order.
Now he's bigger than her, and that is a problem. So she climbs up over there, which is very close to the walkway where people come in from the chopper.
Which forced the publican to bring out his shield.
Gave her a smack a couple of times 15 years ago. So she knows what a frying pan is.
She knows what a frying pan is.
And I don't have a gun. Well, I'm lying when I say I don't have a gun, but it's not very effective.
This guy, and then he pulls out a little gun that says bang, which is supposed to be funny, I assume.
Unfortunately for Fred, there's only room for one king on this island, with a special croc retrieval team set to collect him this afternoon.
As soon as that happened, Casey will stop coming up there and come up in her favorite spot, and all the problems solved.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. What did you use to fight off a wild animal? What did you grab? What was right there next to you and you thought, well, look, it's what I have. It's what I have available. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Talking about a Goat Island Lodge owner, Kai Hansen, who used a frying pan to whack a crocodile to get away from him. And I'm asking the question, what is it that you use to defend yourself if an animal's coming at you? You do that?
Well, yes. I live in the mountains down here in Julian, but I don't fight them off because they're more curious about you. So, yes, I've come out of the garage when I leave to go to work at 3:30 in the morning, and you got like a 3-foot raccoon at my truck standing on the high lanes going, what the F are you doing?
Right.
I'm supposed to be pillaging around your property. I just leave them alone. And then I walk around the garage during the day, and you got mama skunk with 7 siblings eating the cat food. You don't harass them. You just leave them be, and they go on their way.
So you just make peace with them. I like it.
Well, yeah, they've been here before us.
Yeah, well.
The cycle of life up here. But
that is true.
Fighting off wild animals is kind of ridiculous because you provoke them and make them angry.
And you make it worse. I get it. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
I fought off a bear with a BB gun.
With a BB gun?
Yeah, they don't like that stuff, man. It's not very pleasant when you're getting shot in the ass.
It hurt them enough, that bear enough, that it ran away?
Yeah, he didn't like it. He turned around and looked at me. He's like, I'm coming. And I said, no, you're not. Bat, 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 bat. The hole's 18 shots. And he didn't like it. He didn't like it. He turned right and took off. And there were some other guys in the neighborhood hunting him down. I also got a rattlesnake. I used to hunt rattlesnakes in Lancaster with a golf club and a knife.
Okay. All right. I think you have a problem, but thank you for calling. Appreciate it. 818-955-KLOS. What did you fight off a wild animal with? What was right there at your disposal? We're talking about a guy who had to fight off a crocodile with a frying pan. And sometimes you have to grab whatever is handy. So what did you have to fight a wild animal off with?
I had one that hit me.
What do you mean hit you?
I was in the military in 1975 when I was on Alaskan training.
Yes.
And I was driving a van that a big moose ran into it and turned it on its side.
Oh, my God.
Seven of us in it.
And did it hurt the moose? Or did it just walk away like whatever?
Took off, the moose took off. It turned us on. I was laying on the driver's side looking at the ground.
Oh, my God.
Looking up in the sky. And I had a pastor next to me and five other people in the back. There were seven of us.
That is crazy.
And it turned the whole van over.
That is crazy strong. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Fighting off animals?
This is Bull from Hemet, yeah.
All right,
let's hear it. About 10 years ago, about 12 years ago, we had a house out here in Paris. And the dogs were going crazy, so I went out in the back. And there was a big old ass possum out there.
Right.
This thing was big. So he started lunging at me. So I grabbed my daughter's pink umbrella, Mary Poppins umbrella.
Sure.
And I'm fighting the damn thing off with a Mary Poppins umbrella. I won. You know, he did leave. But yeah, my wife she still won't let me go on to this day about fighting a possum with a damn pink umbrella.
I mean, listen, that's a pretty great story.
Unless
you were in the Army, it's tough to get better than that.
Then again, on bad days, I hear about it when I'm drinking.
I'm sure you do. Thank you for calling. We're talking about what you fought wild animals off with. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about when you have to fight off a wild animal, what do you use? Whatever is at your disposal. I had a raccoon, and I threw a 2x4 at it because a 2x4 was right there next to me. We had a guy just call saying that he fought off a raccoon with a pink Disney umbrella. So that's pretty strong. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so this was back in the 90s. I worked on a road crew up in the East L.A. area, and this dog got out of the gate and came after me.
Oh, no.
So my choices when this dog was coming at me were run and get bit or stand and fight. So, and the only thing I had was my fist. So when he lunged at me, I threw a punch at him and got a bullseye right in his nose. And, you know, I was good.
Does it make me a bad person that I hate that you punched a dog?
No, that bastard was going to bite me.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Yes. I want to tell you about how I fought off some animals.
Yes, please.
So when I was 7 years old or 8 years old, I sat on a red anthill, and before I knew it, they were all in my trousers, so I had to run over and jump into the cow trough water to get all those ants off my junk.
I'm sorry, your ants were all over under your pants?
Under my pants, all in my junk.
Oh.
Yeah, to rip my boots off and go bare ass right into the cow trough.
I wish like anything we had video of that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you know about NHL NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal and all the charity that he does, but he is an amazing person. He was at dinner in New York City at a place called the Jouet Lawn Club. No idea if that's right. Around 8:30 Sunday night, and he paid for everyone in the restaurant. So he told the waiter, I'm going to pick up the tab for every single person that's in this restaurant, and don't tell them that it was me. And it totaled over $25,000, which tells me that they're eating at too expensive of a restaurant. But how great is that? How great is that that Shaq would do that for people, and every single person, when they look for the bill, there wasn't one. And there are a lot of people who do stuff like that. I'd like to take a few minutes to take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. Somebody did something nice for you. It actually happens. It does happen. So a stranger paid for your food because you, quote, forgot your wallet. I've tried that one. Somebody helped you push your car. Somebody gave you money when you needed money. There are a lot of people who are doing a lot of nice things for other people that don't get any airplay. And I would like to take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. Somebody did something nice for you. Talking about Shaquille O'Neal, who paid for an entire New York City restaurant's dinner. It came to $25,000, and he was kind enough to pay it for everybody so that nobody had to pay for any of their food. 25 grand. That's crazy. So we're taking phone calls at 818-955-KLOS. Somebody did something nice for you?
Hi, this is Jonathan. I was calling in to tell about a story.
Yeah, somebody was nice to you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, totally, dude. Yeah, I've found myself in a houselessness situation for like 2 months.
Right.
And just this morning, somebody at the Starbucks while I was grabbing coffee handed me a 20 and told me to stay blessed. And I was just so taken back and thrilled and excited and overwhelmed at the same time. It was great.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it cheered you up for the whole day, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've been on cloud nine all day.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Someone did something nice for you?
Yes. Right. I was in an abusive relationship.
Oh, no.
And my ex let me use his car, but he would constantly use that as power, or the power thing over me.
Right.
So my old boss at the time knew that and bought me a car so that I can get to and from work and not have to depend on the ex and get away from him.
He bought you a car. That's amazing.
He bought me a car. So
wow.
I was able to get away from him, and I had my daughter with me, and we were able to finally get away from him, and not he wasn't able to use anything against me.
Wow. Congratulations on getting out, and your boss is an amazing person. You want to shout him out?
Yes. No, I'd rather keep it to myself because I really appreciate what he did.
No worries. No worries. Thank you.
But I'm grateful to him. We're still friends, and I'm very grateful to him to this day, and I'd love to pay it forward when I can to remember that.
Excellent. Thank you for calling. I'm glad that you're out of that relationship. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Someone did something nice for you?
Yeah, I was in the line at the Robux waiting for a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got up to receive my order, the lady told me that the person in front of me had already paid for it.
Just, you didn't know who, a total stranger?
Total stranger. I had no idea who they were. They paid for my drink, and it totally made my day. It was
all right.
Really awesome.
Here's the question. Did you pay for the next person's drink?
No, I didn't.
Come on, man. Pay it forward.
I'm a bad person.
You're a bad person. Go buy somebody a smoothie.
I'm going to go do that now.
Okay, thank you. Bye. 818-955-KLOS. Somebody did something nice for you that changed your day. We started talking off about Shaquille O'Neal buying the meals of everybody in a New York restaurant. And we're asking for people to call in with stories of others being nice to them. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Memorial Day. I'm a 40% disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And my girlfriend and I were having breakfast in Temecula, got ready to pay, and the girl said, your meal had already been paid for.
Wow.
And then as we were walking out, there was a little older couple walking in, and I always wear my veteran hat. This gentleman had a Vietnam veteran hat on, and
mm-hmm.
So I handed the lady $30 and told her, you know what? there's anything left over from their meal, give it to their server as a tip.
Wow, that's very nice. That's very nice. And thank you for your service as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there. Talking about somebody, you know, did something nice for you.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's the ripple effect that that really, you know, that one act of kindness really makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened for me. I'm going to try to get from, keep from getting choked up. Over 25 years ago, it was just before Christmas time, I had been donating some time to a church, and I didn't have money for my bills, and I was going to have to tell my little girls that there was no Santa Claus.
Wow.
And they called me in, and they offered me all the money for all my utilities, so I was able to get little things for my girls, and I didn't have to tell them that. And ever since then, every time I see a person asking for money, I give it to them, everything I have in my pocket.
Wow. That destroys you as a parent, doesn't it? Just the thought of having to tell your kids that.
Oh, it was the most humbling experience because I didn't want to accept the money. That's not the way I was raised.
Of course.
I wasn't supposed to take anything. I had to be humble enough to accept it. And once I did, I made a promise to myself that I was going to always pay it forward from that point on.
Right. So you accepted it, which you felt like you shouldn't have done, but you paid it forward, which pays it back. So well done.
What they told me is you have to accept that you're not always in control of everything. And
right.
I guess that's probably the biggest thing.
That's true. All right. Thank you for calling. That's a beautiful story. KLOS, hello.
Yes.
Hi there.
I have my best buddy gave me $8,500 to buy a car.
$8,500?
Yep. Just let me have it. My dream car.
Wait, it wasn't a loan?
It was a loan, but that was 2 years ago. I'm just paying the first $1,000 on Friday.
All right. But you are paying it back, but you can pay it back sort of at your own time.
Oh, whenever I want.
Wow.
However I need to.
That's incredibly kind.
Yeah. And he did me up earlier in life. And one time on his birthday, I surprised him. I had a good job and I bought him dinner for him and his whole family. And he freaked out, got mad at me.
Well, you did the right thing, even though he got mad at you.
Yeah, it was really cool getting mad at me.
I love it.
But then 3 years later, he bought me the car, and I'm just so grateful to him.
Now you're not mad? You're like, all right, I'm not going to be mad at that. It's Gimme Five, and it is a theme of five songs. This is Los Angeles themed. Suzanne from Garden Grove wanted to hear this song. From Randy Newman. I love L.A. Always makes me think of the L.A. Lakers. Every day at 5, we do Gimme 5, which is 5 songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is Los Angeles, as if you couldn't tell. And we got 3 tweets at Kevin and Sluggo asking for this next song, which is the last song of the 5. And I feel like there will be an uprising if I don't play it. So here you go. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. At 5 o'clock, we do Gimme 5. 5 songs in a row on a theme. Today was Los Angeles. So you just heard Born in East L.A. by Cheech and Chong. And before that, it was Life in the Fast Lane by the Eagles. Walking in L.A. by Missing Persons. I Love L.A. by Randy Newman. And we started it off with Los Angeles by X. These gas prices are ridiculous. So every weekday and Saturday, we've got your shot at $500 in free gas. The next time for you to win is tomorrow, Wednesday, in the 2 o'clock hour. When we play, Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. When you hear that in the 2 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon, be the 13th caller and you could win $500 for gasoline. That's the way we do it. When we come back, we're going to talk to an expert who's an expert in computers. And I want to ask him why it seems like everybody's bothered except for me about personalized ads. I kind of like it when I'm scrolling Instagram and whatnot. I mean, I kind of like seeing shoes and shirts I would like and stuff like that. And everybody else seems to be extremely upset about it and not happy about it whatsoever. So we'll talk to him coming up. Two in a row from Nirvana on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is the Kevin and Sluggo show in the afternoon. And every once in a while, we bring in a computer expert that I believe you wanted to be called Miss Pinky.
Miss Pinky? Yeah. I don't know. Mr. Pinky better.
I thought we decided on Miss Pinky. Did we or did we not?
Nope.
All right. Explain for me how it works with Instagram and Twitter and Facebook with personalized advertising because I sort of like it, but I get the feeling that everyone else doesn't and nobody feels safe about it. Should I not like it?
I like it too, to be honest. And that's because the ads we're seeing are typically because of the stuff that we do on the internet or through our phones. Yeah, so the whole thing that Facebook's doing right now, or Meta, the good ideas deserve to be found. This was all part of their effort to try and get people to click on, when you know when you install a new program on your phone,
yes,
or a new app on your phone, you get that don't track,
yes,
button.
Yes, always.
So Apple installed that, and because of that, it's costing Facebook or Meta about $10 billion in revenue, because what that's doing is it's stopping Meta from being able to track your activity on your phone.
Did you say it's costing Meta $10 billion?
Billion with a B. Yes,
wow.
Sir. Yeah. So what Facebook is, or what Meta's trying to do now, is they're trying to do this good ideas deserve to be found, which is showcasing small and local businesses and whatnot. And in this new commercial, it's with this funky music and
right,
person on a bus, I think, right? So they're trying to get people to click on, yeah, just track me, pretty much. And that's what that whole commercial is about.
It's so funny because I've seen that commercial 15 times and I never got the idea that they want me to click, yeah, track me.
Same here. But at the end of the commercial, it does say something about personalized ads. And that's when the whole advertisement and the whole tracking comes into play, because they want to be able to track the websites you visit, the items that you purchase, search terms that you look up, so that way they can present you advertisements on their website, which generates money for them. So they're spinning it in a way where they want to do it for small businesses, but in the backside, I think it's really about them just generating more money.
But you don't mind it?
I don't mind it, because if I'm looking for an ad, you know, if I'm going to see an ad, it's going to be something that I like. If I want to buy some shirts or music or whatnot, those are the ads I want to see.
Yeah,
I don't
same.
Really care to see about the little blue pill or anything like that popping up on my feed, right? So I'm okay with it, but there are a lot of people that don't like it because they feel that Meta is digging too deep into their online activity, which, you know, even if Meta wasn't around, there's other websites that track it and feed this data over to Meta. So you don't necessarily have to be on Facebook or Instagram to start getting advertisements for the stuff that you're looking at. You could go offline of Facebook and you'll still see those ads later on, because that's the way it works.
Is Facebook or Meta the company? Is Facebook or Meta the company that does all of this, or does Instagram do it by itself? I know it's the same owner.
Meta, what they do is they create something called a pixel. And pixel is a piece of software that people can put on websites that track your activity. And
ooh,
they send that activity back to Meta. So they recently came under fire because there were some hospitals that were found to have this pixel part in their website that was sending information about people visiting patient portals on hospital websites back to Meta. So that was nasty. But other companies, say if you go to H&M or Forever 21, those are the stores I come up with in my mind right now.
Sure, yeah, that's where you shop the most.
yeah. And so if you go to those websites and you buy something, and say you put something in your cart but you don't buy it or click out,
mm-hmm,
they'll send that information over to Meta, and next time you're on Instagram or Facebook, it'll show you, hey, you have something in your cart, or you have the shorts that you like and you clicked on this before, and so you could click on the ad, it'll take you right back to the site, and you could finish purchasing your item.
All right,
so it's really to...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's really about like the whole revenue scheme with Meta, as well as all these other websites that still want to show you these advertisements on their pages.
All right, so you said you didn't mind it. I don't mind it. I would rather see ads for something I'm interested than ads for stuff I would never buy in a million years. But are we wrong? Should we not be okay with it?
Well, like I said, I'm okay with it. I know others aren't, and there are certain things that people can do if they don't want to see this privacy, or if they're concerned about their privacy on social media. If you don't mind, I could provide you
go ahead.
Some information. All right. So, one, if you don't like privacy. If you have a concern about your privacy, just don't join Facebook or Instagram. That's like the first thing.
Facebook and Instagram, or Meta and Instagram, are the pretty much the only players in this game?
No. You're going to see ads on Twitter as well.
Okay.
Even if you go to Google search engine, you're going to see ads there for things that you purchase as well and things that you search. So it's not just Meta. It's all these other websites as well.
Okay. So there's no way for you to protect your privacy.
Kind of.
Okay.
So if you do searches on the internet, there's a website that you can go to. Instead of doing Google search, you can go to a website called DuckDuckGo. They don't have any trackers on their website, and they won't send any of your information over to Meta or any of these other sites.
So if I go on to DuckDuckGo and I type in, you know, hot grannies in jail, just came to my mind. DuckDuckGo won't tell anybody about that, so I won't get any ads for.
Right.
Okay.
You won't see any hot grannies in jail anymore. if you want to search the web, there's a new browser out called Brave, and that's a good browser to download if you don't have it yet.
Spell that.
They don't. Brave.
Okay.
And you can use that browser to search the web, and you don't have to worry about your information being sent to these websites either. And they have a tracker blocker on their as part of their setup. So if you do go to a website that has a tracker, it'll automatically block it for you, so you don't have to do anything for that.
Fantastic.
Additionally, if you're doing shopping online, you may want to use a different email address than the one that you use with Facebook, because what they'll do is they'll track, okay, you signed in with this email address. Let me send it over to Meta, and Meta will tie it up and say, okay, yep, we have this person with this email address. Show them these ads. So if you don't want that, and if you don't want to know where you're Meta to know where you're shopping, then use a different email address. So, and then there's also a setting. Oh, go ahead.
So everybody, pretty much, if they're concerned about their privacy, needs two email addresses.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way I do it. I know a lot of other friends that do it as well. Also, in Facebook, if you go to settings on your page, there's a your Facebook information link that you can click, and mm-hmm. you can actually see on there where you're getting tracked from.
Oh, no
so
kidding.
Not every site. Yeah. So not every website's listed there, but there's quite a few, and you could actually turn that feature off, and those websites won't be able to track you anymore. And you can see all your history. You could clear it and be done with that portion.
I'm very scared of my history, of my search history. That is not something I want to get out. All right, Pinky. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming on and explaining that to us. I appreciate it.
No problem. Enjoy the cargo shorts.
Thank you.
Young Kevin, do you know what was number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1975, by any chance?
The Streak.
I think that was like 2 years earlier.
Oh.
It was one of your favorites. Captain and Tennille's Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, I don't love that.
While they did get back together in 1993, it was on this day in rock in 1981 when Steely Dan broke up. Boo! It was on this day in rock in 1990 when Little Richard finally got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He said, like everything I got, it took a long time to get.